the Trader Cop Crypto Podcast Weekly Highlights.
When I say it's looking likely, it means the charts are set up in a certain way that makes me follow my strategies. Okay, I trade strategy. I trade the way I trade. Okay, now I have been wrong and I will be wrong again. There is no doubt about that. The technology might be better. It might be more scalable. It might be the most wonderful thing in the world, but it's really difficult to beat the first mover advantage in any industry. Look at Uber. It's not the best, but it's got the biggest market share. How are you going to beat it? How are you going to get there? Yeah.
It's really nice to hear numbers being used in a way that is not bamboozling.
The thing it also has the potential to do is to show itself right now as saying, hey, you know what, Craig? I actually can't get back any further. I did the best I possibly can. And you know what, big dog, this is it. I've gone as far as I can. Look, we can all make more money. We can't make more time. Move away from we'll just put something together on the website and raise, and actually go a VC-ish model, right?
Yeah.
Which means you've got to actually have a reason to be doing your idea, your business. There's got to be a reason.
Trading is not about being right all the time. I keep having people coming out and saying, oh, remember that time when you were really bullish back in July?
Yeah, absolutely, I remember that. And I'll talk about that. I've got no issue with that because I'm a trader. It doesn't mean I'm right all the time. And for that move, I was bloody well right.
We're going to see this like sort of combination of technology forging forwards and then mass adoption forging forward because the technology's got better.
That grind, I suppose. I mean, that's a word that is definitely used these days. Is becoming an entrepreneur is now cool. When it wasn't back in the day, it was kind of that you were a dropout, you were a loser, you should be getting a job, you should be going to university. Believe me, I've been through all that sort of stuff.
Effectively, you are helping create more available memory on the MacBook. Is that sort of?
Yeah, that was actually a really interesting time. So I was studying law, and I was a bit bored, and I went and bought...
because law is so easy, right? Huh?
Yeah, law is just.
Jesus, I'm not trying to guess bottoms. I'm not doing anything other than my job, and that's a trade direction. In this case, with ICOs and even STOs, depending on which way you want to look at it, but definitely ICOs, you do the reverse business model, which is you start with all the money and then you stop.
Absolutely.
You know, you start with a $50 million on day one, and then you go, oh, I can't really be bothered with that idea. We'll now start a foundation and we'll just invest in other things and become a very unqualified, average, useless fund.